Sean Spicer says next round of DWTS big test for conservative voice. It's not just about me, it's about we. By Hannah Blow on October 21, 2019. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer told Breitbart News Sunday that Monday's Dancing with the Stars will be a big test for the magnitude of the conservative voice in the entertainment industry, adding that his stay on the show is not just about him. Rather, it is about the conservative voice countering the elitist views of those in the predominantly left-wing industry. Breitbart Nation and your listeners and readers have been so kind. So let's keep this going, Spicer told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. Spicer made it another week on DWTS along with every other competitor, as everyone, in a surprise twist, was safe from elimination during Disney Week. Monday's show will essentially combine the scores from last week, making votes even more crucial. While the show did not reveal who was in the bottom two, Spicer, who has yet to find himself in that category, got higher scores from the judges last week and was encouraged by them recognizing his progress. Boyle mentioned a Newsweek article that quoted DWTS dancer Cheryl Burke, who said that Spicer could very well make it to the end, an admission made after President Trump tweeted his support of Spicer. Trump tweeted for Sean Spicer. "I wouldn't be shocked if he made the final," Burke said. "I said, Lindsay, Arnold, Spicer's dancing partner, just wait, you're gonna make the finals. She's like, no way. I'm like, oh, for sure you are. To have the President of the United States tweeting for everyone vote for Sean Spicer?" she said, according to Newsweek. Bristol Palin made the final in a gorilla suit, she said. She wasn't the best dancer, but people wanted her there. So at the end of the day, you know, I wouldn't be shocked, she added. Spicer said Burke recognizes that there is a movement. "The difference between me and a lot of the folks who are on the show is that they might be an actor, an athlete, or musician, and they have a natural fan base that's voting for them because they like their music or think they're a good actor," Spicer explained, emphasizing that his presence on the show is not about him, but a greater message to Hollywood about the magnitude of the conservative voice. "I think the difference that I have, and I've said this to you before, that it's not just about me. It's about we. And I think people, that you know, your listeners, your readers, everyone, recognizes that the further I go, it's more about all of us," he continued. Spicer reminded listeners that it is the bottom two at play, a position he has never been in despite struggling to get high scores from the judges. "That speaks volumes," Spicer says, "to the number of people voting. So tomorrow night, I think, I hate to say this, it's going to be a big test," Spicer said, "because right now, there is a disparity." He continued. "So if you look where I am in terms of the judges' side and dancing ability, you know there's no question that these other folks, a lot of them have much more natural ability than I do. But if we can make it through tomorrow night, I think that will really tell the difference between where we stand in the big picture, because we'll now have gone through 4 eliminations and 5 shows. So tomorrow night is going to be a big test of getting people out there, and it's tough. It's a Monday night. There's a lot of things going on for folks in terms of their families and their kids." The former White House press secretary also hearkened to the promise of boycotts that took place after he was initially announced on the show. "The show's ratings," he said, "do not reflect those threats." Spicer said it proves that there are folks out there, whether in flyover country or not, that are actively engaged in some way, shape, or form as viewers, readers, or voters. "The more that we remember that it's good business, frankly," he added. Viewers can vote for Spicer and his dancing partner, Lindsay Arnold, between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. EST by texting Sean to 21523 up to 10 times and voting on ABC.com up to 10 times.